like in the Shomer Hetz.
Kum Lenin Ablad Gemara. We're up to, that's what he's making it a lot easier, Mitzvah Shem, for next month. It will be his own website, just to
Gafi Ami. He looked at it, he's like, it's not built inside there, it's all over the place.
No, so he's making a new thing now. That's the plan. Kum Lenin Ab Tezayin Omer Aleph. In Masechta Nida, the last Masechta in Shas. Says the we're doing machlekes about versus the Raisa versus the Rabbon. Says the Gemara. So you brought a few more and arguing. Itmar we learned start about 12 lines from the top. About 12 lines from the top. Itmar isha sheyesh lo versus. Itmar we learned isha a woman. We learned, so we had 2 days before in Rav. Rav learned the Vesas the Raisa or Vesas the Rabbana. No, as soon as the day goes by and she didn't see, we assume that she saw, or only because she saw afterwards. Then you go back to the time that she should have seen. But if she wouldn't have seen afterwards, it's only the Rabbana, and we say, well, you should have checked, you didn't, okay, then you're tired until we know otherwise. Says we learned, Isha, a woman, she yesh love Vesas, a woman that has a fixed period. Higia Shah's Vesa came the time that her Vesa is supposed to pay Veloy Botka, and she's supposed to check, but she didn't. Ulubisayiv Botka. And then later on, she checked herself. Omar Rav says, Rav, Botka Umotza Tameya. If she didn't check, let's say a few hours later, she found blood on it, then Tameya. That means that she's Tamei of Tahida. But if she checked a few hours later and found that it was Tahir, then Tahida. Then she is Tahir. Sounds like that it holds Vesas only the Rabbanon, and she's supposed to check, but if she didn't check, and you can't prove that she became Tamei, we'll assume that she's Tamei. Like the second version of Rav before. Shmuel Amar, Shmuel says, that for the Botka, Matzah Tamei, Nami Tamei, Shmuel says, even if you check and you found Tamei, we still say Tamei, because we are so definite that she definitely saw, and how come you don't see it now? She checked a few hours later, because it disappeared. But Vesas the Raisa. It definitely came in the time that it's supposed to come. So the lema let us say bevesasas or vestas kamifliki they're arguing this very subject. Marzava da raisa shmulo da raisa definitely she saw whether she saw you know whether she found on the shmat for years later now. Marzava da rabban. Omer abzeder no raya. Kuli alma remember because the first lashon of rab holds also the raisa. Omer abzeder no raya. Kuli alma perhaps that everyone agrees that vesasas or vestas is the raisa. Everyone holds that it's mahatayda. So even rab holds the raisa. So how come Rav said before that if you checked later and she found that was toy, we assume that she's toy. But Chayyim Vesas that I said, definitely she saw. Can she botka atzma kashir Vesas? Can she loy botka atzma kashir Vesas? It depends. When do we say that it's the Raisa and she's Tamei? When she didn't check straight away and when Rav said that she's Tamei or toy, talking about she checked 2 hours later. So she found time on it. She told me she didn't find time on it. There's a few ways of shutting body. One way is that when does Rav say that she that if she checked herself straight away, the only time she breaks the chazaki is she checked herself straight away and she saw she was tired. If she checked herself straight away and there was no dam on the shmata, then definitely you cannot say that you saw. Even Madaraisa, definitely we assume that she became a nida. But if she checked that second and she saw she didn't. You can't, you know.
What happens to your chazaka v'erech bismanabo?
So here you broke it. Chazaka do get broken, but here you prove that you broke it. But if you checked an hour later, and then we say, oh, the chazaka that she v'erech bismanabo pushes away the fact that she saw.
Because maybe in the meantime, the blood washed away or something.
Oh, yeah, or it fell, yeah, exactly. Rab Nachman by Yitzchak Omar Rab Nachman said, "But besides the good fight, we can argue in Vesas itself. Maso Vesas that I said Vesas Rabbanon. No, I go back to the original thing. I hold like the second lashon that I hold Vesas only the Rabbanon and all the Shmuel's that I said. Omar Rav Sheisha, this very subject of whether the Vesas that I said Rabbanon is actually Machlekes Tanoim. What's the story? Rab Lezer says Tamei Nida. Rab Lezer says that about." That tummy nida. If it came the time of the Vesa and she didn't check herself, she's a nida. Why? Because obviously we definitely assume that she saw Vesa Raisa. Rabbi Shoyma T Boddek. Whenever if let's say the Vesa goes by, she didn't check before. She should check afterwards. If she found that she's the blood, she's tummy, and if she didn't. In other words, Vesa's only the Rabban. So here we have Machlekes Tanoim now. Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Shua. And Mahani Tanoi, you can't Tanoi. And these Tanoi, I'm arguing the same Machlek Tanoi that also other Tanoi. Tanya learned, Rameir, Aime, Tameir, Nidra, Rameir says, Tamei Nidra, Bechachamim, Aime, Tibodek. Not sure why the Gemara would say that Rabbi Elazar ben Shua arguing like Rameir, where Rameir was a couple of generations later. It should be the other way around.
Comparison.
Yeah, and if anything, Rameir and the Chachamim are arguing the same Machlek that Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Elazar are arguing. Not that Rabbi Elazar arguing the same machlekes that Rameir is arguing. We learned that that's the logic of Rameir that he holds Vesel Daraisa. That now we learned that if she was hiding in a cave because she was frightened by the goyim or they were attacking or Mordors, whatever. Came the time for her to see Vesel because she's in charge of Taida. This is an exception why she's tired. Why? And he gives a reason. Shecharoda, her fear. Is Mesalek as a domim actually seizes up and the blood doesn't flow. In other words, only because we have a valid reason why she didn't see dam. If there's no valid reason, then Tamei just tell me. Why? She didn't check herself. Alma versus the Raisa. Says the Gemara, okay, let us say that Hani Tanoin behind Namipligi, let us say that these Tanoim are also arguing with that. The time we learned, Haroi dam machas maka, if someone, let's say, sees, if a woman sees blood, but she has an abrasion there. Or some cut, and that's why she's seeing blood, or she has some wound inside internally. So even though it's normally, let's say, she sees in these days, Shas Vesta, for example, to Hoida, she's still tired because we're going to attribute, since we know for a fact that she's bleeding internally, and even though it passes through Vesta and she takes so dam. In this case, we're going to assume that the blood came from the makkah rather than from the divrei Shimon Gamliel. No, but Shimon Gamliel says that it's only the rabbanon versus the rabbanon. Because if versus the raisa, then who cares if she saw or she didn't see, and who cares if there's blood from the internally, but she's also blood from the versus. The fact that Shimon Gamliel says that, no, we'll attribute the blood to the wound and nothing else. The raya of Shimon Gamliel says the versus is only the rabbanon. Rebbe says that if she has a fixed period, then cheshesh levesa, even though she's bleeding internally, but if she has a fixed period, we're going to assume that mingled in this blood is also the damnid. In other words, if she has no fixed vessels, then even though we pass the time that we assume that she'll see, the oina, we're going to say that maybe this is dam, there's no raya. But if there's a vessel, shaz vessel, which means mahatoyle moireh, that that bob is manoy. So therefore we'll assume that it's
Did we have a Manda Oma before that said something along the lines of we shouldn't marry a woman that doesn't have a versus?
Yeah,
more
so whoa.
Because
in those days, she still has to get married. It's woe is to the person who ends up with her. But she's only someone.
No, but is it just the one or that he shouldn't stay married?
So it's woe is to the person who marries a woman that has no versus. And one day is said that she can't get married because, it's all there.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but halacha. And that was, and then the women had a very strong, today it's highly irregular to have a regular fixed thing all the time.
It's the initial that we're learning in Shalim. Because in those days, you conducted your life based on daylight hours and dark hours, not the electricity.
Dawn to dusk.
So the whole thing was very much more natural.
Yeah, but we're talking about not just the time, we're talking about also how many days. Yeah. Why would that be affected? How many days? Why would that affect that?
When we say she doesn't have a vessel, it could be that this time she'll have a period in the first week of the month, and next time it'll be the last.
It could be
every
27 days, 29 days. It's always around that time, but it's not fixed like every 30 days. My lab hog with machlek is mass of versus the rice of rabbon. I want to really know kuli alma everyone versus the rabbon. Everyone holds that it's going with the rabbon. Nu is the rabbon. So how come? So we understand why if you have the damake, we'll assume it's a damake. But how come the Rebbe says that if you went through a period, we'll say it's need as well? Well, here they're arguing b'mokar mekaymei tami mivlegei. That what about? If let's say other blood, she's bleeding internally. We don't mean internally an abrasion somewhere in the canal. We're talking about internally her intestines, internally. So what happens if that blood goes through the uterus, let's say, but it's not her blood that has to do.
It just happens to be coming from the mocker.
Exactly, it's going through the mocker.
Interesting stuff from the digestion.
would it go into the uterus? It wouldn't go. There must be something in the uterus itself.
The urinary tract or something like that.
Yeah, but the Rashi actually says, but let's say it means mayim can mean anything in the innards. Mayim is the innards. It can be any part of the innards. So it's a cut, an abrasion, let's say, in the uterus, and that's what's called bleeding, but it's going through the normal channels of a nida. What's the din over there? And that's the machlekes. If the makor itself is what it makes it tummy as well. So even if that damn nida is still an ava tumid. Okay, not it's not matame 7 days like a nida, but matame tumas other became matame a person to become tumas erev, and if she touches tada, she becomes tummy. Yeah.
Would she be able to tell the difference that we said that she has a hergish when she has the dummy yotz in her mouth?
Yeah, but if she doesn't have hergish, she's still tummy. Because maybe she was asleep. Maybe she was. That was only Beis Shammai said that. Hill didn't agree. Rashbag saw that Isha Tehida, Rashbag, all the woman's Tehida, Vedam, Tomei, Dika, Asi, Dere, Mokur, and what happens? Shimon Willil says that, but there's, that blood going through the thing does make you tummy for the night, and therefore, she's tummy for the night, that's it. Comes along, Rebbe says, not Monashach. Icha Yeshele Vesed Isha Namitmeh. That if you're going to say that Yechayshish to a Vesas, then she'll be coming completely. 7 days and all that, like a Nida. I hold that the Mokar Mokar Mokar. So there's no such thing as if it's other blood, extraneous blood, not Dam Nida, it goes to the Mokar, has no bearing. If you want to make this woman Tummy, if you check them, whatever, and it's Tummy, then that means that you hold that this blood is actually Dam Nida. So why only one day Tummy, you entire should make it 7 days? So that's the argument. Mishnah. Beis Shammai says it's tzricha beis edim al kol tashmish v'tashmish. Here Beis Shammai now is talking machmir. A woman should have two shmatas. Machlek is a shayinim what exactly means. This is Beis Shammai, yeah. So Beis Shammai says that you should have two cloths. According to Rashi, one to check every before tashmish and one to check after tashmish. And according to other shayinim, that's Rashi. According to other Rishonim, remember we said before, we don't have to check before, only the Tznuas. And all of these checkings are mainly for Taris, not Labaila. But others, Rishonim, learned that talking about both afterwards, one for him and one for her, to see whether she came and neither during Tashmish. So Beis Shammai says you need two Edim for every single Tashmish. So if she have Tashmish three times that night, every Tashmish, if you stop, you check again before, check again after. But you don't look at it until the next morning. It doesn't make a difference, because you don't look at it until the next morning. Exactly. You look next morning, see, and what's the idea? Because what's the point? So Rashi explains the whole chash here is for taris, for food. And at night, while she's in bed, she's not going to go touch taris. It's really only the next morning when she wakes up. So she looks at all the different checkings and sees what happens if you don't have all these rags. Then tishamish leoner. It should be light in the room so you can see if there's any blood trickling anywhere. Even though you're not allowed to have attachment from the Renee, we'll soon see. Use the same two shmatas the whole night. You don't need anything new. Big machlek is a shame how to learn. I just told you that's bamshat. Rashi learns you should check yourself before and check yourself over at the end. The last time you have attachments, check at the end. Even though we say hamishamish mitosa le'oyin haned, even though we say that you're not allowed to have tashmish when it's light outside, hareze maguna, it's disgusting. Nevertheless, tzricha shnei edim al kol tashmish. You still need either two edim for every tashmish, or tashmish le'oyin haned, or use the oyin haned. Regardless, even though it's not appropriate, but it's better. As we'll soon see, it's better to use the oyin haned and do something inappropriate than to have a chash that she saw dam. And Basil Lamim, Daya Bishna Aidim, call a lila, sufficient the whole night. Tani, we look in the Braisa, but they argue. Because you'll see in a minute. The Sheikh Vazelik comes over. See, Tani, you learned. Umrullah Basham Basil. Beis Shammai said to Basil, "Ludivrech according to you, leichus. Why aren't we worried? Shema tida tipes dam kechadol bebiyir shayna. You're going to say that you check the first before, and then you don't check till the very end. What happens? Three time tashmish. So let's say she saw dam the beginning of the first tashmish, but then there was shichvazel in there. And then the Sheikh Rosetta again. And Sheikh Rosetta again. So what is the point of checking at the end? The Sheikh Rosetta would completely mask any dam that was there. So we ask, in other words, you can have three times Tashmish and there's so much Sheikh Rosetta there, it's going to completely cover over the dam. And then let's say the dam came at the end of the Bir Shaina, but you're not going to check her. You're only going to check her at the end. And meanwhile, wait till next morning. You check the last time you have Tashmish. Meanwhile, the second time that the Sheikh Rosetta now came and completely covered over the dam. Amalei Basil, Basil, because back to him. Nu afli divrechem, even going to you. Leiches, let us worry. Ad shaharik b'teichaper, even according to you, let us worry that while the roik, which is a nice way of saying the is what do you call it? Here, roik actually here means a dam. The blood, I don't know why he calls it roik. The blood that's inside the canal, shema nimik b'heila, even after the first time. So what are you telling me? You're telling me that you should go ahead and check after the first time, right? But let's say she started seeing dam, the sheikh was out of there. So what's the difference? A few times, one time. You cannot compare the Sheikh Zedah, only one level of Sheikh Zedah versus or layer versus two layers of Sheikh Zedah. Two layers will cover over completely. One, you can still see traces maybe of dam. Okay, Tanya Milan Gamri Shua Royan is the Bishamai Rabshua said, I like Bishamai's psak better, who's machmit to have a shmata before and shmata after. Interesting. Rabbi Shua is the one who fought against Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer was a Shamuti, he followed Shammai. Come on, Rabbi Shua, and he says, I pass him like Bishamai. So what's he going to have tiny Rabbi Lezer?
Rabbi
Lezer
in
that's right. And he's the guy who put him in there. Maybe Rabbi Lezer did also. First of all, where is there a machleik in the Shas Rabbi Lezer Paschal like Beshamah? We have a few times in Psochim there, very few. Where do you find Rabbi Lezer Paschal like Beshamah? He learned by Hillel. He learned by Rebbecha Mazakai, who was a Talmud Hillel. So it's a problem, Bechal. But I'm saying, if he Paschal somewhere like Beshamah, I'm sure it's no better. Well, how many times? Does it matter how many times he Paschal like him?
Listen, you can have a situation where we're abonning Paschal Namo, because there's certain things that aren't necessarily in front of a Moshe Feinstein in front of them. They're formed in my...
Yeah, but you're attacking someone else for Paschal Beshama, and then you do it yourself.
But it was asking Beshama, or asking because of the way that you had it?
No. Shamuti, who says that we learned before.
Yeah,
Shamuti.
Why was he Shamuti?
Because he followed Shammai.
But was it because he followed Shammai? Because he didn't want to accept
his... He learned by Shammai. It's a Tosis, not Rashi. Rashi holds because he was put in Chedim for that story. But he was a Tosis because he was followed Shammai. And Abishu is the one who says, Tayyidullah Bishamayim, he doesn't list Emash Gichim Babaskal. So when the Gemara in the Erevin said the Halacha, the Baskal came out, Halacha Basil, Abishu obviously didn't hold Emash Gichim Babaskal, didn't hold it at all. He Paschal Bishamayim, he himself. Anyway, Omele to me, the Rebbe, Kamarach Talena, how strict are you? I'd rather be machmir with you in this world, you'll have a long life in the world to come. It's worth the little pain that you have. According to everyone, it seems from here that a Baal Nefesh, somebody who's really machmir, as a Mashpim used to say, who isn't a Baal Nefesh? Every person has a Nefesh. So therefore, when everybody says it's not a Baal Nefesh, be machmir, but really he's trying to say a nice way is everyone should be machmir, yeah. So a Baal Nefesh, lo yivol v'yishana, you shouldn't be boiled once and then be boiled a second time without checking in between. Even Beis Hill says you need at the end, says you need to check at the very end. Why are you checking at the very end? Because obviously there's a chash. So if you really want to be frum, don't rely on the cooler Beis Hill to do it at the very end of the night, or whatever, the last tashmish, do it after every tashmish. Rav says, boil with shayna. Even a Baal Nefesh should not be machmir. That's very interesting. We're talking about being machmir. And Rav argues he shouldn't be machmir. Why not? Because Rav says sometimes chumrah comes at a cost. And when a chumrah comes at a cost, you have to weigh it up. What's the cost going to be? That he won't have, you know what he says, the very fact I have to check you is a raya that we're choshesh that maybe something happened while doing the dam chimud and all that causes the nida. So the best thing the second time. And meanwhile you're denying her whatever she's entitled. So therefore, when a chumrah comes at a cost, it's not a chumrah that you should do. I mean, that's interesting, but I was saying it. I don't want you to be machmir. Titania he le Taras, because this whole thing over here of Hillel says writing what the whole thing of Hillel and Shammai is for Taras. The checking and all that is to see whether she can touch Taras and all that. Said Gemara, Tanya, what we learned by Medrash, the Taras, the Baal Mutaris, she's totally mutter to her husband. A Medrash Muri, but if you're going to be checking all the time, then the husband will have will have guilt, pangs of guilt. When we say the husband comes home, he can assume that she's tired only when he left her when she was tired. But if he left her when she was a nida, then when he comes home, no matter when he comes home, he should ask her. Because the chazak is that she's tired when he left. She retains that chazak. She needs to tell him, I'm tired. What happens? She checked herself the night before Tashmish. I mean, this is shit that Rashi before. The one that she checked before Tashmish, then for Oban, and she lost the cloth. Asura l'shamish achetivda. She needs to check again before they have Tashmish. Maskev, they understand. The whole thing of Hillel was to check yourself before, but don't look at it till the next morning. So who cares if it's lost? And if the next morning you don't have it to look at, so you don't have it to look at. What's the big deal? Why can't you have Tashmish? If the cloth of beer, me loim mishamsha, couldn't they have Tashmish afgav de lo yoda, even though she didn't bother checking the contents of this cloth? So hashanam et shamsha. So what if it's lost? Sorry?
Who's
the sort of ila? We do have Rabbi Eloi, Rabbi Eila, we have a sukkah, we have a few times. Says Rava, the difference is that is still in existence. That thing is in existence. And even though you don't check it now, you'll check it tomorrow morning because she's not going to touch any tatas during the night. Here, there's nothing to check in the morning. And therefore, we want to be able to check. And if she finds in the morning that there was dam in the shmata that before they had tashmis, so she brings karmachatas. Very interesting. It's interesting, this idea. So there's two parts to it. One is the Taras, we're very worried about, that's the main concern. And also, if you check before, then and if it turned out to be there was dam, that means he was a boil nida. And if he was a boil nida, they both had to bring a karma chattis. And that we don't bother worrying.
The whole thing we're worried about is Taras.
Yeah, we're not worried about it. That. Yeah, it sounds like, yeah, exactly, we're not concerned about that at all. Either because it's highly improbable. If she didn't feel anything, as you said before, then probably nothing's going to happen.
It's not this man. This man.
Exactly. Omer Rabbi says, Rabbi Zuma Chichkan Yemichai. Omer Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan says, now that we're talking about Oida Neir, Osir La Odom Sheyim Shambish Mitosu Beyem. It's forbidden to have Tashmish during the day. My Kora, what's the pasuk? Shenemar, it says, Yoivad Yoim Ivolad Boy. They lost the day that they were born. Bahalaila Omer night. You say, Hoida Gever. The person was conceived with this person. So we see that what Laila Nitin Leheroyin, that only night was given, says he voted boy by Lila, the only night was given to conceive women, but not during the day. The Shlokim from here, the following, it says, boys at the Ruch of Yom, those who behave in a degrading way should die. And since, and why is it during the day a degrading way? So that's an interesting thing, because at night you can't see anything. But during the day you can see your wife, or she can see you, and what happens is they find a flaw in each other, a movement in the body, that now suddenly he or she becomes me to each other. You ruin the whole marriage. So this is boys, it's a mevaza. The shlok is high crud Rabbi Yechon my daughter's bay. This posse Rabbi Yechon, what does he do with? The boy needs the shlok. The daughter Rabbi Chinyan Chinyan said, "By Papa, daughter Chinyan, by Papa, Rabbi Chinyan Papa said, Oy say Malach Hamemun Al Royin. The Malach that's in charge of the conception is Lila Shmoy. Its name is Lila. Its name is Lila. Benoitel Tipa, and it takes a Tipa. Umamid of Nagosh Baruch Hu takes the semen and brings it for the Eibushter. Va'im Melefon of the Beinu Shalaylam Eibushter." So it comes out what Teza said, there's a difference between conceiving and giving birth. Here we say clearly there's a malach. In the beginning of the Beis Hamikdash, from the very bottom of there, in the beginning of Tainis, we learned that there are three mavtechas that only the Eibishter has. One of them is of having children. So Teza makes a difference between conceiving and even though you conceive, you can miscarry. People have miscarriages all the time.
This is the, what do you call it? This is the nature of the child. It's not whether or not there'll be a child.
No. I'm talking about, it says here, Malach Hamamuna Aloroyim. The Mamalach, who's a job.
Have a look what his job is.
That's in addition, that's not it. He's a Mamuna Al-Hiroyim. So Taylor says,
this pregnancy is having a successful delivery.
That's it. And successful is the Abish's hands. Falling pregnant, a Malach can do. And Taisa says over here that even though the Gemara says the three keys are all in the hands of the Eibishter, says Taisa, we know there are exceptions like Elisha and Elio made it rain, even though rain is one of those three things. And then Taisa says, and Tchias Amesim Elisha did, which is the three things, you know, rain, children, and Tchias Amesim. And then he says, V'chama tzaddikim, a number of tzaddikim were able to mechayim Amesim. Which tzaddikim? So, you know, in the Gemara, we have a couple of cases where they brought the guy back to life. No, but he already brought down Elio and Elisha. And then he says, Vikamba Tzadikim. So obviously, he knew about the Rabbeim and everything else, Baal Shem Tov and so on, were able to do these things. Anyway. Oh, yeah, we just said that. Yeah. So the Taisus Rosh Hashanah a little different than Taisus. Taisus learned that the Malach can help the woman conceive, and the Eibusha make sure that it turns into a child. Taisus Rosh says the Eibusha even to conceive is the Eibusha. But like Yimi said, once she conceived, now who's going to take care of this baby? This Malach called Laila. Okay, takes the semen. Umamidel Tekach Baruch Hu from the Bnei Shalom. Tipazu this semen. Mata Heila. What's going to turn out? How's it going to turn out? Gibay or Cholish? Somebody strong or somebody weak? Chacham or tippish, somebody smart or tippish, Osher or Ani, rich or poor. And Rashi says that this is talking about the nature of the person. We're deciding the nature of this person. Ilu Rasha or Zmidis. A tzaddik lekama. That's up to you. Only thing that's up to you is Rasha tzaddik. Everything hands Eibush Chutz Yirshamayim. There was a buzzing. Hey, the Ati Yisrael Moavad Kesherim Akim LeYira. Don't be scared. Now, the Rambam actually writes in the Rambam. But what's up to us? Chacham Eisichlis, Rasha V'Tzadik is up to us. And he includes Chacham Eisichlis. And everybody asks. The Gemara clearly says. So the Chayit is a difference between a Tippish and a Sichlis. Or same thing. I guess maybe the Eibusha will decide how smart your brain will be. That's what the Eibusha says. It's up to you, whatever kind of brain he gives you. But using it, that's what I'm saying. You decide how much to use, you know, because even somebody who is not very smart, if he heard of his and heard of his, he could turn, like Maram Shif said, you know, the Gemara says, the hill is Mechayib Ol Da'anim. If somebody's poor, and the Eibusha says, how come he didn't learn trade at that time? I was so poor, I was running around the whole world collecting money. And the Eibusha says, look at Hill, nobody poorer than him. And look, he became Hill. Rabbi Lezer Mechar says, Mechayib Da'ashirim, because he was so rich. A thousand cities and this and that, and yet he was able to learn Torah. Don't use that as an excuse. And what Ram Shiv said, and if somebody comes to Abish, Abish says, I had a difficult head. Nothing came into my head. Ram Shiv said, look at the Ram Shiv. Look at him. He was a nobody, and he turned into the famous Ram Shiv. And you talk a little bit about Ram Shiv, you can see that it's a Uzga Horv of the cup. It's very, very, very deep. It doesn't let go. He needs to understand everything. And yeah. Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yochanan came. So Nichtav Kro, let it say, and what does he do? The pasuk of Reish Lakish. If so, the pasuk said Gever Hoida. Just change the words around. Ma Hoida Gever. What do you mean Hoida Gever? It says Halayla Omar Hoida Gever. Which word is closer to Halayla Hoida? It could have said Halayla Omar Gever Hoida. The fact that it says the smichas of Hoida toward Halayla tells you that only at night you should make Heroin, not during the day. So we have two. I agree with you, Pshat and Posse, but also what I'm saying. Have my heard again? Laila, little Leroy, very little Leroy. Biyechem, biyechem, and Hakrosh, look at my daughter's baby. What is the Posse of Nafshe? Boy is a drach of Yamus. The boy, he needs it for the Ksiba, save Ben Sida. Ben Sida was born from Yemayo. He, some Shifa Zeta was left in the bathroom, he was born. Shloisa, Senesi, three things I hate, Barbola, after the fourth thing I don't really like either. Sar Hanirgul Bezdoy, a Tamil Chacham that hangs around the bars. It's a Chilul Hashem. I hate it, says the Eibishter. The army, others say, Sar Hanagin, a Tamil Chacham, but he waffles and talks the whole time. He blabbles. And not so reserved. The army, others say, Sar Hanirgul, a Tamil Chacham that has a terrible temper. Yeah. All of these three is not good. It's not good. It's a Chilul Hashem. If somebody wants to take his Talmidim, puts him on top of the mountain so the whole city can see how he's learning with his Talmidim. He's a show off. And somebody goes to the bathroom, maybe he learned a few days ago, and he holds on onto his parts. But what don't I like so much? It's not so bad. You go into somebody's office or somebody's house without knocking on the door. Like the Kohen Gadol used to have the bells when he worked for the Kohen Gadol. Even your own house, you shouldn't walk in. And Rashi says, because they might be doing something tznua. I'm not sure exactly what that means, because it's your own house. It's your own. Amr Shimon Yochai, Shimon Yochai says, sorry? Ben Sid is saying, okay, he's saying that he doesn't like it, but really it's, he's trying to say that it's Chil Hashem. It's apocrypha. No one knows how to deal with Sid because the Gemara quotes him. So some want to say that only the parts the Gemara quotes in Ben Sid you'll have to learn. Because Ben Sid is apocrypha, it has all these other parts. And others say once the Gemara brings down parts of Ben Sid you'll have to learn. The whole Ben Sid is full of philosophy and other things. It's poetic. You don't know what he's trying to say. You don't know if he's saying like the Abish are saying this, or you're saying that I'm saying this. It's poetic, so you don't. Something that he imputes to the Rebbe Shemayel. Just like that. Yeah. This is interesting. What exactly is Shemayel Chai saying? Abish hates it, and I don't like it. What exactly does that mean? It's part here. I'm not sure. If a guy walks into his house suddenly, and surely in your friend's house, you frighten him. Or you see things which are not discreet. And the next one is, if somebody is mashed in mayim in front of his bed when he's naked. In other words, he urinates in front of his bed when he's naked. Why? Because the Gemara says in Shabbos to use the area next to your bed as a place, a basin for urine, is kosher anias, brings anias. However, Tosfos has another gifts in the Gemara here, which is where Rabbi Yaakov Emden has the whole thing there, and that is, it means, doesn't mean mashtin, that the Gemara is actually being a euphemism, that it means actually having tashmish. If somebody has tashmish orim by his bed, it's a terrible thing. It should be covered. If you have tashmish in front of any living creature, any living thing, it's disgusting. Mice in your room, you're sharing your room with a few mice. You now have tashmish with your wife because they're living things. Shinla, you intelligent one. It's hard to understand Shinla. Sometimes he says it in a sarcastic way, and sometimes he means it, you know, in a complimentary way. Like, no, I mean, of course, only people. But so, what do I mean? Any living thing? Kigoyin shall base plainly that house. They had their servants and maids in the room, which has mice, so in case they need a drink or something in the middle, or a smoke or something, they have their servants there. And why would they do that? V'inu, my daughter, how can you do that? It says next week, Pasha. Avram said, let them be here, you know, with the donkey. They were people. This is the most discriminatory Gemara you can find. Tesis doesn't like Rashi's shot over here at all. You know, Tesis, what I mean? So Tesis says that it must be, it was pitch black in the room at the time. Because the pasnish to have Eved or Shivcha there, no matter what you, even then. Rabba Barabhune Mekarkish Zogid the Kilsa. Rashi learned that Rabbi Bahuna used to have bells by his bed whenever he's about to have tashmish with his wife, and the bells so everyone should know not to come in the room. Taisa says, I can't believe that's pshat. What kind of place is that? People walk into the bedroom of the thing. Even though we had the Gemara Chagiga, if you remember, Rav Kana, he was lying under the bed of Rav and his wife to monitor their movements to know how to do tashmish. And Rav says, a pashnish, and he says, Taidi, I got to learn how to do. So maybe that's what Rashi said. You hear the same thing. But Abaye Bali Didva, Abaye was so machmed that he made sure there's no living creatures in his room. So he would chase away all the flies of the room when he had tashmish with his wife. They shouldn't be witnesses. And Rava Bali Pruchi, he would chase away the gnats from the room. And they shouldn't be witnesses to what's going on. Okay, we'll stop here.